Good evening, I'm Jeff Motes. It's 57 at KFOR at 503. Lincoln reported two more deaths from COVID-19 today, along with 184 new cases of the virus. Health Director Pat Lopez says the rate of new cases is rising rapidly.
Last week, we had 1,721 new cases reported, a new record high and almost double the number of cases just 3 weeks ago. At 890.
Lopez says an additional tighter restrictions are being considered because of the rapid rise and may be put into effect next week. She said that if needed, they would mirror Governor Ricketts' guidelines, which increased the percent of hospital patients who have the virus. No outdoor Husker watch parties or tailgates tomorrow at the rail yard.
Get-togethers in the West Haymarket have been canceled by local business owners in an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19. Businesses in the rail yard will be open, but will not use rail yard space, nor will the Husker game be shown on the Cube. The City County Health Department did not issue an order for the rail yard to close, but the city has filed a criminal complaint against the Royal Grove over DHM violations at a concert November 7th. And as a result, the Grove is not able to hold events without the approval of health officials. Dale Johnson, KFOR News.
Governor Pete Ricketts, meanwhile, today said the state of Nebraska is not doing the job of keeping up with the surge in COVID-19 cases. He says 2,600 cases are backlogged, and it's not the level of service he would like to see happen.
Especially for something that's so important like this contact tracing. So we are making amends to be able to get that addressed and get caught up on that backlog and make sure that we'll be able to get all those cases in a timely manner.
The state is now calling in additional contractors to perform tracing. 12 alleged members of the No Name Demons gang were taken into custody here in Lincoln today. According to the U.S. Attorney General's office, the charges range from firearms conspiracy to drug trafficking, among other related crimes. A 32-year-old Lincoln man is in jail accused of making threats with a loaded gun along with third-degree domestic assault. This happened during an argument with his 29-year-old girlfriend in a home early this morning near 32nd and U. Lincoln Police Officer Aaron Spilker says James Williams allegedly pointed the gun at the woman and her family before he took off.
Officers searched the area and located a handgun matching the description the victim provided in a trash can in the 3200 block of Vine Street.
Williams was later found and taken to jail without incident. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 37. Right now, 57. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR News.